How have food selections or choices changed over the years? You know, America, since the 50s, became health conscious and were concerned with calories and their cholesterol and their weight, fried or not, going back to the 50s. How has that changed, if you've noticed?
People are eating a little differently. A lot of our menu is very similar to what we had back in the 50s. I mean, the bacon and eggs, we use the highest quality stuff that we can use. We use vegetable oils as opposed to meat combination oils, you know, suet and things like that. We try to do the highest quality we can, but we've added a few things as we've gone along because you have to be aware of what people are wanting. And we were just talking about it today, you know. The young people of today, they like lighter type fare. They want more fruit. Years ago, we didn't do fresh fruit, but now we serve fresh fruit on our breakfasts. So we've changed and try to have the things that appeal to other people. But we still have the same basic mainstays that we've always had.
Smoking was allowed in a restaurant downtown.
Yes, yes. And yeah. Here, when we first moved here, I was happy when they stopped that.
When you opened this restaurant, did they have smoking?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when did you end that?
About 2001, I think, something right in
that
time period.
I remember that. And then there was always a conversation, not only your restaurants, but our places. Are we going to lose business? Did you lose business?
No. A lot of people thanked me.
More people were happy.
More people were happy than not. Everyone was saying, well, now, are you going to consider going back to smoking? And I said, I don't know. Well, my server came over from the smoking room, and she said, you know, I go back to the medicine cabinet every day for headache pills and all this. And she said, do you realize since we stopped smoking, I haven't had to take one at all?
And
I said, you know,
happy when they
I could have pleaded ignorance before, but now I can't.
No.
You have to pay more often.
Yes.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's more upkeep. Yeah. There really is. So it's been good.
There's loyalty on customers, but you have people working for you that have been loyal and have worked for many, many years. Can mm-hmm. you cite years and maybe at least first names or something of some of the people that worked for you, waitresses?
We've had Wanda that worked for us for 11 years.
And Wanda is the one who had her hair always done differently for every seasonal holiday.
Right.
That's right.
See what her hair was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
kind of fun. Audrey worked for us for 20 years.
Yes. She had to have surgery on her hand, couldn't carry the plates.
We've had cooks
she still
worked
calls
for us
me.
For a long time.
We keep in touch with some of them, or I do, mm-hmm. Audrey and Jan Russell.
Yeah. We like to keep people for long times if we can, because they get to know people, and, you know, it's more of a family type thing.
Yeah, we like familiarity when we can
meet
the same people mm-hmm. that are there, and you've had that for a long time. When you retired, did you want to retire?
Not really. But it was Bill's idea.
He wanted his mother out of here.
He wanted to get rid of me.
I think he thought it was time for you to start enjoying life.
Well, I was 80, and he said, you've worked all your life, so you just need to take off and go visit a little bit and enjoy yourself.
Right.
Well, the first year was really hard. Because I was used to getting up at 4:35 and being down here at 5 o'clock. But then I got active at church and started visiting at the nursing homes, and that was a blessing. I was still doing it when I was 90.
Wow. You have really been blessed with good health, haven't you?
I have.
I mean, to say that you wanted to keep working after 80 meant you didn't have a health problem.
No, I didn't have any. The Lord's just been real good to me. I've been real healthy.
And so you've gotten used to retirement then, haven't you?
After a year. It took me about a year. Well, I did visit a little bit, and then I got busy up there. And now I miss that I'm not doing that because I don't drive now. I finally gave up my driving. Nobody told me I had to, but I just decided I was getting a little old to be out there in the traffic at 90. In the last 2 years, I had to buy batteries because I didn't drive enough to keep my battery up, and I didn't like that. And then, so I thought, well, maybe it's time I just quit driving.
You deserve a chauffeur at 90,
yeah.
Or now 93, that's for sure.
But I miss that car because I can get in that and go and visit and do things that I like. I love to visit.
You know, we didn't mention it. How many children do you have, Bill?
Three boys. Paul, Alex, and Evan.
Evan is the one who stayed with you in the business.
Yes.
And the other two are doing?
One's in Utah, working there in financing. Alex is in Arkansas, a plastic surgeon. And then Evan was a CPA and decided to come to work here and open his own business.
He and his wife both were CPAs, and I was happy when he made that decision.
Well, look how proud you are of not only your son, of course, but your
grandchildren
and
too.
Now they're about to have a great grandchild.
Well, the third.
Oh, the third one. Mm-hmm. The third one.
In their family, yeah. It's great. Evan's been working here and just doing a great job.
He seems to enjoy it, really.
He does.
It's hard work, but you have to like it. If you like it, it's not hard.
How old is he now?
36.